We're now moving to Hilchas Megillah. We are going to start with Siman Tofresh Peches and begin with the beginning of the Siman. Today we'll be doing the first two Sifim. Sif Aleph. Now this is dealing with the issue of Shushan Purim. Back in the days of the Megillah, Shushan had an extra day of Milchama, and because of that, the day that they were north, the day that they rested and celebrated, was a day later. To commemorate this, Chazal decided that they wanted to make a zecher b'chol tfutzas Yisrael, wherever Jews are, to remember that Shushan had a different day. So Chazal said that any city that's like Shushan, in that it's walled, is going to keep Tezvav. The problem is that this would be a zilzal, a lack of kavod for Eretz Yisrael, which was then in ruins. So they made it instead that any city that was walled in the days of Yehoshua ben Nun, when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, those are the cities that are to lay on Tezvav. What is ironic is that Shushan was not walled in the days of Yehoshua ben Nun. And Shushan then becomes the exception because the nays happened there. So they did all of this for the sake of Shushan. And Shushan ends up being outside the rule. So the halachi is that any walled city, krochim amukafim choma mimos Yehoshua ben Nun, walled cities, afilu ein mukafim achshav, even if they do not have walls today, korim b'tezvav, they lain on tezvav. Afilu mehim b'chutz laretz, even in chutz laretz. V'afilu ein behem asar batlan, and we find in the Gemara the issue of the need for 10 people always sitting around being available for tzarkei tzibur. And if you don't have that, then we do not consider the city as a real city. Kamash Malon, that no, it's not so. The halach is, even if they don't have Asar Batlanim, as long as it was a walled city in the days of Yeshua bin Nun, the halach is you do lane. What are Batlanim? Pirish Betelim Imalachtim Va'oskim Betzarkei Tzibur, that they're sitting around in the base Knesses waiting for something to do for the Tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah brings that there are Rishonim that learn that even Bizman Azeh, what you need is that they have Asar Batlanim. Now, what do we call a walled city? Vahu, shehukav acharkach yoshav. That is, that it was populated after the wall was built. Oh, sheyoshav tchil, sheyishav tchila aldas lakifo acharkach. Or it was filled with the understanding that they're going to build a wall around it someday. La'apuke kishenoda sheyoshav tchila aldas lo lakifo. Unless I know for a fact that they expected to live there in an unwalled city. And then later they changed their mind and built a wall around it. But the stam is that mistoma, the wall came first, or even if the people came before the wall, it was aldas to build a wall, because in those days any major city would have a wall around it. Now, the Bir Halacha discusses the issue of what happens if you had a city that was built for the sake of not being walled. Then they built a wall around it, and then they added homes. Do we say that the batim that were added after the wall was built make it into a walled city? La halacha, the achra of the Bir Halacha is that it depends on what the majority are. If the majority of homes were built before the wall, with the das being not to build a wall, then the halacha is that they lay we consider it an unwalled city. Whereas if they were built after the wall was built, for example, you had a small city that was unwalled, and then you added more houses than there were to begin with, then they would end up keeping Tezvav. Siv Beis. V'chein ha'kfar manir mimohim. The halachi is that if you have a village that is nearer to it, meaning where you can see each other from one to the other, even though they're not near each other. Kagon Shehim Bahar. It's on a mountain, so you can see from one to the other for quite a distance. Or the alternative would be Shesmuchim Lehem Afilainim Nirimimahim. Or they are within the proximity of one another, although you can't see from one to the other. Kagon Shehim Ba'emek. They're deep in, and the mountains come in between the two of them. Now, so it's one or the other. It's either nirin or smuchim. Ubelvat shelo yerechokim yoser mimil. As long as they are not so far as a mil from one another. Now, the question is, what is this going on? Is this going on dafka, the case of samuch, or even on the case of nira? So the Mishnah Berurah comes out the first day is that it's Dafka talking about Samukh, but in Nira there's no distance requirement. Whereas others say that it has to be Nira. Others say that even when it's Nira, it has to be, although it doesn't have to be Samukh Mamish, but at least it should not be far away from it. Now, what exactly would the meaning? It has to be within a mil. If you hold that it doesn't have to be within a mil, it just has to be Nira. Would that mean regardless of how far it is? So Lamaisa, the Mishtaburah brings down that it has to be that there's some kind of relationship between the two. Then that is that they actually cooperate. For example, you pay taxes from the village to the city. It's got to be that they're seen as being related to one another. If they are, then Nira helps. And according to the other day, it actually has to be Toch Mil. What happens if you have a big city near another city? Here we're talking about Kfarim, villages near cities. What if you have a big city near a city that is walled, and it's Samukh or Nira? So the halachi is that there too it would lay on Tezvav. Although the Mechaber says Kfarim, the halachi is that the din of Samukh and Nira applies to cities as well. It does not have to be a small village. What happens if you have a city or a village that is next door to what once was a city that was walled in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, but today it's a ghost town, it's empty? And what do we say there? Do we say that the Samukh and Nira has to be to a live city or even to a city in the past? La halacha, the Mishtaburah comes out that they lay on your dalet, not on Tezvav. What happens if you're near a city of non-Jews? There you do lay on Tezvav. What happens if you have a city? We'll learn later that there are cities that are suffic if they lay on your dalet or Tezvav. What if you're in a city that's samukh or nearer to a city that's a suffic? Samukh and nearer to a suffic definitely lays on your dalet, not on Tezvav. Says the Mechaber, now what we spoke at in the beginning, Ubishushan, Afa Pisha Eina Mukefes Chomimos, Yeshua Korin B'Tezvav, Hol V'Nasa Bo'anes. We made this whole rule for the sake of Shushan. Shushan ends up being outside the rule. But we lay on Tezvav because that's where the Nes happened on Tezvav.